bonus, Chet Buchanan show. Thank you very much for making the effort to come here to KLUC.com. You went, well, this looks interesting, and you clicked on it, and we appreciate you, and we love you for it. And as soon as the company lets us start giving stuff out again, I have thoughts for this, that we'll start burying little Easter eggs in the podcast, and that, like, for example, we would make it so that if we would go, okay, if you hear this right now, do this, and you'll get a prize type of thing. No, I've got thoughts. I've got plans. I got ideas. But for now, we're just going to riff and we're just going to have some fun. And thank you for being a part of it. A Texas-based company. Have you heard this, the Zebra? Have you seen their ads?
No, I haven't.
They provide insurance comparison services, kind of like the General, some of those other places, I guess. Apparently, they treat their employees ridiculously well. They're offering their employees a $300 stipend to adopt rescue pets.
Really?
They'll give you $300 to adopt a pet. It's basically the deal. They really want to do that specifically to help cover any adoption fees for welcoming, and this is a quote from the company, welcoming a new cat or dog into their family. To the company's knowledge, this is the first policy of its kind to be offered by an employer. I have two questions for you on this. They say that the company added that their employees are also encouraged to take paid time off, sometimes called pawternity leave, to help their new pet settle into the new home. This, they say already six people have taken advantage of the $300. This place has unlimited paid time off.
That's really cool.
I assume if you take too much, though, they go, yeah, you're fired. But you know what I mean? Like, if you need it, take it.
I love companies like this.
Flexible work from home options and weekly catered luncheons. First of all, how soon are we quitting to go work for the Zebra? Second of all, if our company said, we'll give you $300, how many pets would you end up with in your house?
Oh, at least 10. But that's because we would love to adopt more pets too. But yeah, this is awesome.
What kind of pets do you want?
More dogs. We're not cat people. I mean, I know that you guys are slowly adopting a cat, it feels like, but we're not cat people.
Yeah, my wife, I got sold a bill of goods on that. My wife is like, I'm not a cat person either. All of a sudden, now we got a cat. The cat's kind of cool. The cat's more dog than one of our dogs.
Okay.
Honestly, yeah, Bailey the Yorkie and the cat, I think, have swapped roles.
Oh, really?
Oh, no. Bailey always goes out and wants to eat the cat's food. And the cat is the one that's probably, Bailey's yappy, but that cat's going to go full ninja and whoop some ass if.
How many times has the cat come inside?
On its own?
Yeah.
None. Now, as close as she gets now is the cat will, when I open the door for the dogs in the morning, she pokes her head around the corner. Like, what's going on in here? I'd really like to come in here. But every time I come in here, they want me to stay. And I don't know that I want to stay.
I like my freedom.
Yeah. No, that's her deal. She wants to be able to, honestly, she lives her life like a 19-year-old just got out of the service. Wants to be able to go out all night, get in an occasional fight, and still be able to have, you know, some food waiting when they come home.
Sure, yeah.
About once a week, she comes in with a freaking scratch on her face. You know, like a cut above her eye.
What was going on out there?
Because she's catting.
Yep.
That's what she's doing.
And surviving, it looks like. I like it.
So all dogs you would have if you got $300 for a new pet?
No, we would pull like a Miranda Lambert. I know that's kind of lost in a lot of people, but Miranda Lambert is a country artist and she has like a bajillion animals.
She also has a large
farm. I know. I understand this.
You have a house that looks like a New York brownstone where it's like, no, literally it's 10 feet wide and it goes up 60 feet.
Yeah, exactly. So we'd have to buy a new house, but I'm fully committed to having a dog farm at some point.
Kayla's like, yeah, I have a 3-story house. Wow, that's awesome. 700 square feet.
That's it. Very accurate.
It is all straight up. Professional stuntman Ricky Ash recently proposed to his girlfriend while he was on fire. A little much?
I saw this video, and so someone, obviously, just he's standing there, and someone sets him on fire, and his girlfriend's standing there casually like, oh, okay, this is a thing, and then he gets down on one knee, and I'm like, the clock is kind of ticking here, and it kind of seems like she just takes her time with it, and then finally says yes, and so he lays down on the ground, and they're putting the fire out, and then
sure,
she,
that's
like,
how it works.
She just, all she does is bend down and pull the box away from his hand, like,
I'll take this. It says that she's in scrubs. I haven't seen the video. Yep. It says that she's in scrubs hot?
Yes, very much so.
Is it weird with these two? Because I also understand that they're... by the way, this guy's been doing this forever. He's been a body double for 27 years. He said it was much more nerve-wracking, the idea that he was going to be... that he was going to propose. Mm-hmm. He's been lit on fire a million times. Also, is it super weird that they're one of those... tall, short couples, except she's the one that's tall. She's 6'3", yep. And he is 5'3", maybe.
It's not super weird. At least in the video, they shoot it at an angle where everyone looks the same height.
So, like, after he got out of the fire suit, she didn't pick him up?
He wasn't in a fire suit. He was, like, in, like, a regular suit, and they just lit him on fire.
Oh, and they had the gel on him? Yeah. That stuff that they use? She didn't pick him up?
No. But I will tell you in the video, he's got like a Vin Diesel looking thing about him.
Yeah?
And mainly because like if he bulked up, like if he like yoked out a little bit, like went to the gym a bunch to play for a role, like to prepare for a role, he could have the same body type as Vin Diesel. Just like he's got that look about his body, you know?
Yeah, but then if you do that, then you're limited on the people that you can play. Statham. Right. I'm sorry. Who?
Jason Statham.
Come
Hello.
On.
Hello. I'm
Commit.
Jason Statham.
Commit to the role.
Do not. This is not good anymore.
You
Hello.
Gotta,
I'm Jason Statham.
No, you got to put. You have a little gravel in your voice.
Hello. I'm Jason Statham.
See, there you go. Nailed it. It's the one. It's the one she can do. It's the one impersonation. Only What's one. The other? Oh no, and the other one, Britney Spears.
Yeah.
Very good. Do you, hang on, I'm looking for somebody sent us an email that I don't know that we will ever do this on the air. Maybe, oh, you know what? We might do this on the show. And by the way, hit us up on social media. I'll put this up on my Facebook page and then comment on this. So our buddy Jeff says, I went on vacation to Southern California, where I grew up. So, of course, I wanted to catch up with family members that I don't see very often. My nephew happened to also be around, so I offered to drive an hour to visit him, but he didn't seem to want to meet up. He's concerned about the COVID and apparently does everything but sleep in his mask. Okay, I get it. But then I find out that he went and visited other family members and even sat with them maskless. Does he think those of us in Las Vegas are dangerous? I'm not sure what to make of it. My immediate family is a bit squeamish too, and they act oddly lately. I'm not even allowed in their house. We have to sit in their backyard in a giant circle like we're at summer camp. Should he be offended by this?
I would be, but not as a Las Vegan.
Vegan.
The commercials are throwing me off. There's a commercial that's happening that they say
not
Las
anymore.
Vegan.
Not anymore. It's been fixed.
So anyway, a Las Vegan. I would not be offended as a Las Vegan. I'd be offended as just a person in general because it kind of sounds like a you thing. Like it kind of sounds like they're judging you and not, I don't know. I would take it personally and not against my city. Does that make sense?
I've never cared. Oh, I don't think that's what he's saying. He's saying, should I be offended?
Yes, you should be offended.
His thought was that did his family think that people in Las Vegas are reckless? Mm. Are they? Although you know what? Honestly, the people I hang out with and the people that I'm willing to be, or I got to know you pretty well for me to be. You know, I'm not hugging you.
No, but your situation is very unique in the idea that your wife is immunocompromised.
It's not so that unique. There are a lot of people that way.
Yeah, but you just really, you're looking out for her hardcore, which
sure.
is what you should be doing. But so I mean, I hope that he doesn't have a situation where...
I think you should be offended, but you should also look at some of the choices you're making. Jeff, let's have a talk right now. You need to look at some of the choices you're making because obviously you're doing something that makes them think that it's you.
Yeah.
And now it could be a Vegas thing. And you got to think about this. Do you work in a casino? Because obviously...
That's a really great question.
Yeah, and people are concerned. There are people who have concerns. There are casino workers that have concerns. I don't know. I can't speak to it. And I'm so on the fence because I would love us to be open. I'm also a personal responsibility guy.
Yeah.
I say, open everything. And then, so for everybody who's right now going, What? You're a nutcase.
Yep.
Then stay home. Guess what? My wife and I, we stay home. And they're like, but what are you talking about? You fly to Seattle. You do a lot. Yeah, you know what? I got round trip full fare first class for less than $350. So literally there's no one within 6 feet of me, period. Mm-hmm. I go in, I wipe down my seat. I keep to myself. I don't move. I can hold it for 2 hours. You know what I mean? So I don't have to go to the bathroom. But even if I do, then I just go and I take a tissue and I don't touch anything.
Yeah.
Any of that stuff. I take it upon myself to keep me and my family safe. I don't worry about other people trying to keep us safe. Does that make sense?
Makes perfect sense.
So, yeah, I don't know. But Jeff, to answer your question, yeah, they think there's something wrong with you. They think they either think you're dirty or you're around other dirty people. And our definition of dirty has certainly changed.
Sure.
It's like, you know, it used to be like, hey, I'll hang out with you. We ain't having sex. But you know what I mean? I'm not licking the same doorknob you're licking because sure. You're gross. But, you know, because you might have an STD. But other than that, yeah, you're fine. It's no big deal. There might be that one guy who you go, well, I'm not hanging out with them because of their breath. But, you know, but even then, you hang out with them. You just make sure that you don't get cornered in a room or in an elevator. Oh, God, they're coming over to talk to me. They're a close talker. They got to get that tooth fixed. You know what I mean? But now your definition of dirty has changed.
It's drastically different.
Dramatically. Okay, so yes offended?
Yes offended.
Are you offended on Jeff's behalf?
I'm offended. I want to confront his family about it. Be like, what is it about Jeff? Tell me now.
Jeff, you got to look at your own choices, Chief. And have a conversation. Just like, what? Why can't I come in? I mean, I know. It won't be a fight. Maybe they'll tell you.
Yeah.
Just what do you mean I can't come in? It's hard.
It's a hard thing to bring up, but if it's family and you're used to this, I'm assuming you have some sort of relationship or else you wouldn't be traveling to visit them or anything like that, then it should be fine.
And we've all been around the other person too that thinks differently than you do about this. I have friends that are even way more hardcore than I. I don't think we're hardcore. I just think we're careful. We wash our hands. We watch what we're doing. But it's not like we've locked ourselves in our house.
No.
But I have other friends that, yeah, man, their hand sanitizer every 45 seconds. They look suspiciously like Kayla. But,
must pop, bro.
No, but you know what I mean? Like they're super careful. We have friends like that. Then I have other friends that are like, literally my one friend goes, we're all going to get it, like chicken pox. So he thinks that we should all like be like Sturgis and all get together and just give it to each other. And, you know, and it's like, no, I don't want to do that either.
I'd rather not, yeah.
I mean, I like my chances of fighting it, but who knows? All of a sudden, I would be the one guy that would get it. And they go, God, we don't know what happened. He just died. You know what I mean? Yeah. Oh, we're so sorry. Yeah, I mean, terrible. Mm-hmm. I mean, at least I've lost some friends. And you can look and you go, you know, like the one guy vaped. And he didn't have the greatest... He didn't have the greatest diet. You know, we have another friend that's potentially diabetic and, you know, and is a bigger dude and all that kind of, you know, and all that kind of stuff. So there's other things. I'm reasonably healthy, but I'd be the one guy that they'd go, well, we didn't know the people with green eyes. They would, and I'd be the first one.
Who knew the symptoms?
They go, yeah, well, geez, sorry, Chet. It was bad. All right, that's it. That's all you get. 15 minutes is plenty of bonus. Any more than that, we're going to make somebody pay. I don't know who it would be. But thank you for listening to this. Thank you for downloading it. And we'll do more. And we appreciate you. And we love you. And we'll see you on the radio. What else?
That's it.
Cool. Then say goodbye.
Bye.